Cliff Richard, we're not talking anymore on 107.7 Splash FM. Welcome to the drive home for this Wednesday, 13th of February 2008. A beautiful afternoon, isn't it? 8 degrees in Worthing at the moment in the sunshine, and here's Ronan Keating.
It's amazing how you can speak right.
Simon & Garfunkel on Splash FM with Keeping the Customer Satisfied. Jack Johnson's on, so Stacey Ladisaw in a couple of minutes. 18 minutes after 4, the travel in the next 2 minutes as well. And Sylvester Stallone's defending the high level of violence in his new movie Rambo. I can't believe he's still playing Rambo after all these years. When did the first Rambo come out? Was it 79, 80, something like that? I think it was. But by all accounts, he's come under criticism for the huge body count and gory scenes. It's thought one person is killed in the movie every 23 seconds. So someone sat there with the movie with like a stopwatch and a spreadsheet and has gone through that. Gee whiz, people need to get out more. It's a movie. He attended the premiere in Leicester Square last night and said it's really good to be back at playing Rambo and loved it. But he would have had to get into shape for that, surely, wouldn't it? Now, we played Kylie in the last hour, and she was named Woman of the Year at the annual Elle Style Awards. The 39-year-old attended the Starfield ceremony in central London, where Keira Knightley, Kate Nash and Kelly Osbourne all picked up awards. And Hollywood actress Kate Hudson was named Style Icon for her distinctive and kooky fashion sense. Girls, do you have a distinctive and kooky fashion sense? Just asking the question here. But well done to Kylie for being named Woman of the Year for that, and that's great. And Barry Manilow's in the news today. Good old Mandy Bandy Legs with that nose. By all accounts, Barry Manilow's been unveiled. Crikey, that must have been a big veil. As the latest weapon against teen mobs. By all accounts, council chiefs reckon shops should belt out uncool tunes like Mandy to scare the kids away. It's after a similar scheme was successful in Australia. Will that work? Sunshine and the rain. BWO, that is the new single, Sunshine in the Rain, comes out in about a week or so's time. Right, okay, 13 minutes to 5 on Splash FM. You know we did this a couple of weeks ago.
Holiday on Ice, Romanza. Romanza.
Now then, if you've had a look at splashfm.com over the last couple of weeks, you would have seen all the pictures from the big skate-off night that we had at the Brighton Centre a couple of weeks ago. And hopefully you might have clicked in to see the video as well that Simon Hardwick shot on the night of our overall winner of the evening, who is off to France tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Simon.
Congratulations again for winning.
Thank you.
You'll be off then to France tomorrow for the prize on Valentine's Day. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to excited?
Ooh, way over. Now, out of this world.
Now, you were obviously skating on the night when we did it at the Brighton Centre a couple of weeks ago after winning for On the Breakfast Show with Dave. Did you ever think Robin Cousins would read your name out as the winner on the night?
No, bless him. He was lovely. Okay. No, I didn't.
Now, obviously, you won courtesy of Genie Travel, the return transport. You're going on Eurostar to Paris, aren't you?
Yes. Decided to do that and go and see St Pancras Station.
It looks amazing, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, if the Queen's been there, I thought, well, I better go and visit it.
I think that's a good idea. So you're going to go on Eurostar tomorrow to France. And then, thanks to Robin, you're going to a very special show tomorrow night in Paris, aren't you?
Yes. I can't wait. So exciting.
You're going to see the brand new Holiday on Ice show, which premieres in Paris tomorrow night as Robin's guest, and we'll get to see that in the Brighton Centre in 3 years' time. Have you also thought what you might like to go and see in Paris, because you're going to be out there for, 4 days, aren't you?
I know. We are planning to go and see a show, but we thought we'd get there and have a little mosey round and see what's going on and things.
Have you been to Paris before?
Once when I was 19.
Oh, my word.
A long time ago.
Oh, crikey. Well, you can relive some memories and enjoy the Eiffel Tower and also be in the most romantic city in the world on Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
And let us know how it goes. Congratulations for winning and enjoy the prize, won't you?
Will do. Thank you ever so much, Simon.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley on Splash FM in 1983, The Moonlight Shadow. And Kylie's new song, it doesn't come out for another couple of weeks yet, but it's just doing so well. It's Wow, and you heard it at 107.7 Splash FM. So Amy Winehouse's mother says her daughter is on the road to recovery following her latest stint in rehab. Janice Winehouse has spoken of her pride in Amy after she picked up the 5 Grammy Awards. And she also admits it was probably best the singer didn't travel to the LA ceremony because she'd end up like a little girl lost in the crowd. She won 5 awards. Crikey. Quite brilliant. Researchers have discovered the fashion industry doesn't make clothes to fit women. See this? 4 out of 10 females were unable to find designs to match their body shape, whilst those aged between 19 and 30 had the hardest time getting garments. Interesting. And Delia Smith submitted she doesn't think she's a great cook. That's like David Beckham saying, oh, I don't think I'm a good crosser of the ball. By all accounts, the TV chef puts her success down to the power of television and reckons she has more to offer the people who cook at home. She says cooking should not be exclusive and about sitting around a table having a nice meal. That's what it's all about. So if you do that at home and cook yourself, that's great. Or if you go and get somebody else to cook it for you, it's probably even better, isn't it, really? Delia Smith saying she's not a good cook. Come on, how many books has she sold over the years? How many TV programs has she done? That's like saying Take That on a good band that should never reform. Wrong! Madonna and Hung Up with Atlantic Star and the Secret Lovers. Don't forget, Valentine's Day tomorrow. We will be celebrating it here on Splash FM. We've got some classic love songs throughout the day, all day tomorrow. We'll hear them after each news bulletin. And also the extended Love at 11 tomorrow night, the Valentine's Day Love Zone with Anna B between 10 and midnight. In fact, she's even kicking it off tonight at midnight. Okay, she's got 2 great tunes to play at midnight tonight. So if you're around tonight, have a listen at midnight, all right? And if you want to get your favourite song on the Valentine's Day Love Zone tomorrow, all you got to do is ring the Love Line, 680-680. That is the telephone number. Leave your message on there, and you never know. Anna could be playing your message tomorrow night. Only here at Splash FM. Right on the point then, tonight, 5 British Muslims jailed over extremist propaganda have been set free. A pub landlady in Worthing could potentially lose her licence. And cocaine worth £5.5 million has been seized in a series of raids. Plus all the showbiz, the sports, the weather and the business news. On the point with Lorraine in the next 8 minutes. One more from me tonight before we talk to Pete. David Bowie's Young Americans on Splash FM.